This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Coming up tomorrow on the show, it's Wednesday, so that means we should have Clinton Yates. Also working on a couple of other fun things. I can already tell you that later on in the week, Evan Washburn is going to join us 5 o'clock on Friday. CBS sideline reporter will be on the call for the game this weekend. He's going to go have all their production meetings, and then he'll join us then. Dan Pizzuto joins us for his weekly visit on Thursday. Again, Yates should be with us tomorrow, so plenty of good guests and obviously plenty of fun that we'll have throughout this week as we get ready for Commanders and Panthers. Right now, though, it is time to rank every team in the NFL, see what neighborhood they belong in. It is time, Anthony, for our NFL tier rankings. Yes. Yes, indeed. And the key question for this week is, do the Washington Commanders belong in the prime contender category? I think first, quickly, let's take care of everybody else in prime contenders. That way we understand what neighborhood the Commanders would need to live in. Because I do think that's an important thing here. The criteria for prime contender is, would we be surprised if the team that we're discussing winds up in the Super Bowl? And in order to do that, they're going to have to go through the other teams in the category. Would we be surprised if they beat two of the following in the playoffs? First, quickly, AFC teams. Chiefs, Ravens, Texans. That's who we had up last week. I think they all proved Texans, you know, beat the pants off the Patriots. Chiefs won, or Chiefs had a bye, whatever they did. They still haven't lost, and the Ravens beat the Commanders. So all the AFC teams, check, check, check.
Yes, sir.
All right. The Detroit Lions. Jerry, you thought you could distract us with your little radio snafu today about what happened to your football team? No, you lost 47-9 to the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions, even though they lost Aiden Hutchinson. That part, not funny. That part sucks. But Lions, shickety check, they get to stay. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. The Minnesota Vikings, they had a bye week. So what are we supposed to do here? Nothing.
Yeah.
They stay. The Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers. They won fairly handily. Cool. They get to stay. Nobody dropped some prime contenders this week. That's the first time that's happened in a while.
Nope.
All right. So, with that said, puncher's chance teams with a chance to go up. I don't think the Bills winning by three is very convincing over a Jets team that's a nightmare. They stay. Eagles, they're lucky if we don't drop them. The Cowboys, we might come back to them and drop them. We're gonna come back to the Eagles and Cowboys. Buccaneers, they did put up 50. Do they need to go up?
No, they just got to get healthy. When they get healthy, and they did get Winfield back, who else did they get back? They got somebody else back.
I think the Saints are not very good.
The Saints or the Bucks?
The Saints.
Oh, so yeah.
Putting up a 50-burger on them is not impressive.
Yeah.
They put 50 on an NFL team.
But Baker didn't have all that good. He threw three picks.
It was he also threw four touchdowns.
Well, that too. But I think that speaks to, you know, why he maybe should stay or they should stay here at Puncher's Chance.
Fair enough. Atlanta Falcons. They beat the ever-living crap out of the Carolina Panthers. I think that the Falcons are one or two wins away.
Yeah, I think we need to see just a tad bit more. That was the first complete game that they've played defensively, offensively. Kyle Pitts even came alive. I think one or two good performances, they might have a case, Craig.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
They lost
to the Cowboys 2 weeks ago. Beating the Raiders doesn't do it for me. That doesn't atone for that sin.
I think they stay here.
I agree. And also, they're going to tinker with their quarterback situation,
that
as we'll
too.
Talk about coming up at 6:30. The Seahawks, they lost. The Niners, do we need to move them back up? We kind of said whoever wins between the Niners and the Seahawks needs to be considered.
I'm just still not.
They put up a billion points.
Yeah.
The Seahawks are, who do the Niners have this week? We're not supposed to do this.
They play the Chiefs.
But it's our rules. Okay, well, if they beat the Chiefs.
Oh, no brainer.
Then
but I think they're
going to
lose.
Yeah, I do think they'll probably lose as well.
But you got to win those you got to win those big games.
But I'll tell you what, I kind of put them in exactly what we're about to do with the Commanders.
Okay.
You go, especially is it to Kansas City? No, the game's at San Francisco.
Yeah.
You compete against the Chiefs without Christian McCaffrey, you're in. So San Francisco 49ers, asterisk for next week. So do the Washington Commanders, after going toe-to-toe with Baltimore, ultimately falling short but being within one score most of the game, and when they got down two scores, they were able to come back and get within one score. Do they belong in prime contenders? That is the question. Do we think that the Washington Commanders would be a surprise team to make the Super Bowl based off how they're playing right now?
I think they would be a surprise, but I feel as though the defense has got to figure some things out. I'm not going to say we have no corners, but
I don't even think the corner is the biggest problem. I think the pass rusher is a bigger problem than the corner.
You think so?
Yeah, because they're related.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. If the pass rush isn't getting there, then it's going
to
be
the lack of a consistent pass rush and the ability to, in certain situations, just be like, if we dedicate one extra guy to protection, we are going to be able to, and we feel like we know the calls. Like, I think it's something that's important to remember is, like, coaches get better too. Joe Witt Jr. is a first-time play caller, and I think there's a couple times that showed up this year. That's not me saying, like, Joe's bad at it. He's had a couple of phenomenal games, a couple of great moments. I think he's really been dialed in at certain times, but, like, Todd Monken got him a couple times on Sunday, and Lamar, frankly, got him a couple times. But it's easier to do that when you're Baltimore and you have all of the weapons and you have all these guys. I mean, they can get Mark Andrews in a one-on-one. They got Isaiah Likely on Michael Walker at one point. They're running Zay Flowers against literally everyone across the field one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of teams can't do that because, you know, Joe Witt calls man, okay, we're going to man up and they'll be fine against the very best in the league with a quarterback who's super accurate and locked in like he was on Sunday and is great at leading guys on these crossing routes. Like, he's throwing perfect ball after perfect ball. And you have to slow down your rush because you're terrified of getting out of a lane and letting him run. Like, there's just too much to account for. And there's Logan talked about this morning in a way that was really smart, and I want to get into this a little bit more tomorrow. Like, it's so easy when you watch film to be like, oh, well, he should have done that. Well, when you're playing, you don't know what the play is going to be. So if you're a safety, let's say, and you have a run fill responsibility, okay, it's easy to say, well, that safety's got to get in that gap. But he might be also thinking, I got a pass responsibility. And by the way, I have to be a little extra alert, a little bit slow to that first run responsibility, because if Lamar pulls this thing, I got to get and hustle my butt to the backside. And so it's not just like, hey, this run could go either way based off of where the running back starts to go and where the guard pulls or whatever your normal keys are. They could do everything one way that tells you to flow, let's say, to the right, and Lamar pulls it and him and one lead blocker go to the left. And you got to get back to the other side of the field. And by the way, again, you're still thinking of your pass responsibility. So it's really hard to actually play defense against a Baltimore team and be clean and sound in your assignments because there's so much to think about. And I think the problem that I have for Washington is the ways that you blow that up or you just dominate one-on-one. And both at the corner, at the pass rusher position, they don't have the guys that can blow up those situations. And that makes it really hard for me to say currently that they belong in the same conversation as the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Lions, the Vikings, the Packers, and the Texans. I do not think that if they played this weekend against any of those teams on a neutral field, certainly away, and probably even at home, that I would pick Washington in any of those games. Maybe Minnesota I'd think about, but that's because I think Minnesota plays with a high level of variance and they haven't actually had a varying result yet. They've won every single game. And they're definitely due for a couple between Sam Darnold's up and downness and the just absurdly aggressive defense that Brian Flores plays. Like, eventually that thing's going to blow up in his face in a big way in one or two games this year. I still think they're good enough that they'll win way more than they lose. But I honestly don't think, like, if they go up, they have the least expensive, the least nicest house in that neighborhood. And I think that means they probably just shouldn't go up yet. I think the other part of this that makes it hard, the way we ask the question, is a little bit silly. Anytime a rookie quarterback wins in the playoffs, that is totally breaking away from NFL history. I'm not going to put that. I think it's worth pointing out every couple of weeks to say, hey, if the Commanders make a run in the playoffs behind a rookie quarterback, that is incredibly rare. So that does kind of infiltrate the, do the Commanders, like, would it be surprising if they made the Super Bowl? Yes, because rookie quarterbacks don't win in the playoffs. CJ Stroud last year gets one, but like winning multiple games? No, not a thing that happens. But just based off their how they're playing right now, they are right on the verge. But I think the weaknesses were exposed enough that they belong with the nicest house, if you will, in puncher's chance and still not quite up in prime contenders.
Couldn't have said it any better, Craig.
Okay, that's good because we're out of time for this segment. But we have to say, Cowboys, Eagles, do you get to stay in the neighborhood or are we sending you down much closer to Poopsville? But first, I'm sure Wawa's thrilled about this. First, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL news and notes, including trade analysis. And there's a lot, a couple of big trades today. That's coming up in 10-ish minutes from now. Right now, we continue our NFL tier rankings, though, here on the Hoffman Show, which you can listen to on the Team 980, 980 AM, 106.7 HD2 FM, if you have an HD radio in your car, and of course, on the free Odyssey app. All right. We have decided the Commanders are staying in puncher's chance, Anthony, a.k.a. we expect them to be in the playoffs and then we'll see, but not quite in prime contenders where we wouldn't be surprised to see them in the Super Bowl. Bills beat the Jets. Okay, cool. Not a perfect game, but I think they stay in puncher's chance as they try to figure some things out. And of course, they just made the Amari Cooper trade, which could solve some of their problems offensively.
Yeah, I think Amari Cooper does move the needle a little bit for the Jet. I mean, for the Bills.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
They needed a guy who can win versus man-to-man coverage.
And catch the ball. Now.
Catching is, you know, they do call it wide receiver, and the receiver parts tends to be pretty important.
Yeah.
That's the analysis you come for. Okay. The Bucs, they put up 50-11 points. They get to stay. Falcons also put up 50-11 points. Actually, they put up a 40-11 points. They get to stay, even though that was against the Carolina Panthers. And then the San Francisco Niners stay. Seattle Seahawks, what do we do with them? I kind of think that they stay. Here's my reasoning why.
Please tell me more.
I think their schedule screwed the living daylights out of them. They played three games in like 10 calendar days or something like that. It was ridiculous. They had like a Monday nighter into a Sunday, or maybe it was like... I don't know. Not many days. They went Monday night into Sunday into Thursday. That's brutal. I want to see how they bounce back now. They'll have some extended time to recover after the Thursday nighter. Do they look more like they did before that three-game stretch? If they do, I still think they're a plucky team that's got a lot of talent. If they don't, you don't got to tell me twice that we're going to move Geno Smith down. We all know I'm a longtime Geno Smith hater. It's one of the few hater players that I have in my life as a sports analyst. But I don't trust Geno long term. But I'm going to defend them for now because I do think that that's a talented team. They need to get Reek Woolen back. Like, they need to get some stuff to happen. But they did show a great competitiveness, a great fight on Thursday night against San Francisco. They just also showed some of the dumb stuff that could undo them. So let's see what happens when they're not exhausted and physically beat down.
Okay. Well, they got a tough matchup this Sunday against the Falcons. So we shall see. But I was damn near ready to, you know,
I'm close. They're on the edge. All okay. Right. Now the fun. The Steelers, they get to stay. Okay, yes. Cool. We did the Steelers. Now the fun part. The Philadelphia Eagles. They beat the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Do we need to move them down anyway?
No. I don't think we should move. Again, Craig, it is tough to win in the NFL.
It is.
And granted, the game was close, but that's in part to Myles Garrett jumping over an offensive line for field goal block, blocking the field goal, and then returning it. That is a two-possession game had that not happened. That is just, you can't practice against that. You can't. So, I don't know. I think they went out there. They found a way to win. Also, the Browns defense is still really, it's supposed to be, in our eyes, good.
The Browns defense is good. They got a couple of plays, which they of course, needed to do. Yeah. That Cleveland offense is so horrendous. Like, I don't give points to the Eagles defense for basically shutting them out because they're that bad. Okay, fine. They can stay. They can stay.
Why were you so ready to move?
Because I've hated them all year. I've thought the vibes were terrible since the end of last year, and they didn't do enough to fix it.
I still think that's true, though, Craig. But guess what? They're still finding ways to win. They are super talented. And, yeah.
They have the winning. Giants this weekend. If it's close against the Giants, we're moving them down.
That's not fair. We only beat them by three.
Yeah, that was week two of a rookie quarterback.
I'm just saying, Craig. It's tough to win in this NFL. And the Giants just beat the Seahawks.
Fine. You can at least let us move the Cowboys down.
Yeah, we can move them down.
Yeah, all right.
We're going to move them after what happened to them. Complete belt to butt, man.
They flat out. Here's the thing about them.
Gosh.
The reason that you love the Commanders as a fan is the reason you hate the Cowboys. This is a team that, by the way, I am so distracted right now. They are doing a panic or patience segment on NFL Network's fantasy show.
Yeah.
And the screen is like doing a whole earthquake bit.
Uh-huh.
I gotta change the channel. Literally, it's too, my ADD brain, I'm going to watch the NHL Network. Nice. Why? Because it's the next channel down on whatever, I guess, Verizon Fios that we have. But the screen was literally going, ooh, like, oh, no, the risk of, it was like, whoa, like every 5 seconds, and it was giving me a headache.
Yeah.
So, Derek Stepan is currently on NHL Now, and his screen's not moving. Anyway, the point is, the Cowboys are non-competitive in some of these games. Like, their give a bleep level isn't high enough. Their strain, all the stuff that DQ had instilled in that team, bye-bye. Not to mention the talent deficiencies with Tank Lawrence and Micah and some of the other guys they have out. They absolutely got punked. You're punked. You can get punked like that. You got to go down for at least a week. We'll see how they bounce back. But that is, I don't trust Mike McCarthy to inspire inspiration. Jerry's getting in fights on the radio. Like, I'm not a believer in Dallas in any way, even though I think that they obviously have tremendous talent at the quarterback and position, and CeeDee Lamb's a hell of a player. Okay. Interesting, but not quite good enough. Any of these teams need to go up or down? Let's start with the Chicago Bears.
They 4-2, baby.
Suddenly look like they know what they're doing. They also look like they know what they're doing against the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. They've beaten one-win teams. That's it. All their wins have come against one-win teams.
Which is absolutely wild. And then, of course, they have a bye coming into the Washington game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to do. I mean, the closest you can get to a bye in the NFL outside of Cleveland, and even with Cleveland, might be the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, we'll see what Washington can do on Sunday. Famous last words. But do the Bears, like, if Caleb is going to play like this, obviously they need to come up. Here's the reason I think that we actually should realistically move them up. Their defense, I believe it is now 12 of 13 games, giving up 21 points or less. That is a reliably fantastic unit.
You know, the entire NFC North ranks in the top four in takeaways.
AKA they're 1-4?
Yes.
That's bananas.
Crazy. But yes, I'm all in for moving the Bears up again, coming into the season. Last season, everybody talked about their defense. We were just waiting for the offense to catch up. And it looks like they're hitting their stride. Keenan Allen's back. He had two tuds. Cole Kmet, a revelation of him. You still have DJ Moore, Swift. It's a little scary. I'm not going to lie, Craig.
Yeah, they got a lot of weapons. They got a lot of dudes. It's going to come down to whether Caleb can be consistent.
Yep.
And then this running game, does it support him? Like, Caleb needs some help.
Yeah.
And the running game is the help. They can get the running game going, and they're starting to reel in some of their play calling, not put it quite as much on Caleb. They're starting to make some stuff easier for him, and that's allowing him to shine in a major way. Okay. The only other team that I think needs to be considered for going up, unless I'm overlooking somebody, is the Cincinnati Bengals. They were wholly unimpressive in beating the Giants. I do think long-term they have an elite defense, but I think because they were wholly unimpressive in beating the Giants, they have to stay for another week. I'm sorry. You don't get to go into MetLife, barely survive, really win 10-3 until Chase Brown rips one off at the very end to make it cosmetically a little bit better and call yourself a legitimate chance to make the AFC title game.
Yeah, I think. Don't they only have two wins, though?
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you. If you make it down, if you move from puncher's chance to interesting but not quite good enough, I think you need at least 2 weeks to show us you deserve. So maybe we put an asterisk by.
All right, we're going
to
revisit the Bengals next week.
Yeah.
I guess the other team that would have the next best case is the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Have they started to find enough to make you believe? I'm going to say no, because I do think that their offensive potency isn't enough to move them up. They're starting to find a style of play and own it, and like they're worth watching. They're worth an asterisk to me, but I don't think I would move them up.
I think they need two more weeks.
Okay. Does that mean I need a double asterisk?
Maybe double asterisk the Bengals and then single asterisk the Chargers.
There you gotta get three strikes, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Anthony. Or I can just overrule you, but hopefully you remember next week what we meant.
That's it.
Okay. So, just to confirm, Broncos, stay. Saints. Do the Saints stay up or do the Saints have to go down? They gave up 51 points.
We can't disrespect them that much.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll give them, Spencer Rattler gets them a couple weeks. The Jets.
They stink, but yeah, they stay.
I mean, they just got Devontae, so they have to at least be interesting.
Yeah.
The Rams, they had a bye, I believe.
Yep.
The Colts, nice win, but no movement there.
Nope.
Titans, they are 1 week from Poopsville.
Yeah, the Will Levis is bad, like real bad.
I'm going to put a carrot next to them, which is ironic because that's an arrow pointing up.
Oh.
I can't put that next to them. I'm going to put a number sign. Why? Because it's something that I can put next to them that's different than an asterisk.
Yeah.
They're a week from Poopsville. The New York Giants.
Their
defense is good enough that they get to stay.
Yeah.
Cardinals, they're a dumpster fire, but they're entertaining, and you never know what you're going to get. The Panthers are fighting to stay respectable. If Washington beats them by 100, they're going to go down, but
whatever.
The Patriots, they have the new quarterback exemption, Drake May. They were better this week than they were the previous.
Yep.
Jaguars.
Stink.
Man, you go back down to Poopsville. We let you out the house. Go back inside. You're regrounded. Jaguars down to no chance. The Dolphins.
Ooh. I respect their defense.
What did they even do last week?
The Dolphins?
Did they have a bye last week?
Yeah, they did.
They did. Okay. So they're at Indy, and they could get Tua back the week after that.
Yeah, week nine.
So if they can be competitive this week, we'll keep them up awaiting the Tua decision. and see how they play there. And then, obviously, we move the Cowboys down. Cleveland, you stay. Vegas, you stay. Jags, you join them. Those are your three teams in no chance. Those are our tier rankings for Week 7 in the NFL. We'll do it again next Tuesday at 6 o'clock when we get back. Plenty of trades to talk about across the National Football League. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. I got fuzz on my... Anthony, I've been sitting by myself in this studio. Why is there fuzz on my shirt? I guess I had that jacket on. Maybe I have fuzz on my jacket.
Oh, yeah, there's some right there, too.
Where at?
No, right there.
Are you just messing with me?
You think I can see that close?
It's a good point. I just got God.
Yes.
Just wait. Just wait. By the way, tomorrow, 5:30, Competition Wednesday. One, I owe everybody an ice bath. I did not do it this weekend. I kind of forgot about it this weekend. We had a bunch of stuff going on. So I do owe an ice bath. I will probably just wind up doing it at home. So I got to figure out when I'm going to do that. I am running hard on Thursday. Nice hard interval session. So maybe after that. If not, maybe Saturday, because I'm also going to run hard, I think, on Saturday. Or Sunday morning. I don't know. But I promise I will get it done. It won't be done before tomorrow, but maybe before next week's Wednesday. How do you feel about tomorrow?
I know for a fact I got the Eagles-Browns games wrong. I don't know. I don't remember my other two games. Did you go 3-0?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I just know
it's
I got
funny because I've been in the document where we keep the picks or where I wrote them down last week, and I didn't look at that column. I do know that against the spread, period, on our first impression show that I do on YouTube with Tony, I went 7-7 on – no. I went 8-6 on the week against the spread. He went 7-7.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Actually, you know what? I might just look right now. Because it depends on what the line is for Buffalo last night. And I'm a little scared that it was 3.5, not 3.
Oh, yeah. I went 2-1. So if I went 2-1, I definitely won. Because I got the Bears and the tiebreaker. So if you went 3-0, I'll be spinning that wheel. You look nervous over there, Craig.
Let's see. Buffalo... Dang it, Buffalo was -3.5.
How much did they win by?
3. So that means that I went 7-7 and Tony went 6-8.
Dang.
Dang, that's rough.
That's a bummer. Did you have them in competition Wednesday picks?
No.
Oh.
I
wish you did.
I got that one.
No, you went 3-0. No!
Are we just going to do this right now? What was the final score of the Indy game?
I think they won by like 5 or something.
It wasn't a 2-point game, right?
Colts.
It was a 3-point game. They won 20-17.
You went 3-0?
Sure did, Anthony.
No!
The wheel.
It's coming back over here.
It's headed back over there tomorrow.
No! I'm sad.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Back,
Miles
baby.
Miles Garrett. He's the reason. I would have gone 4-0. Ah, dang. Wow.
Now,
wow.
We could have just saved it until tomorrow. But you wanted to know.
It's all good.
I was just teasing.
I need to wrap my brain around, you know, these punishments anyway. So I just hope I don't get an ice bath. That's going to
I really hope you do.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what would actually be funny is if you do, and then
we do it together?
Yeah, just like, does Prep have the ice baths or the cold tubs in their facility?
We have one.
Ah, we need two, obviously.
I know. We only have one.
We could do it on the same day, though. And then I can line up the videos. And,
maybe they added a second one. I don't know.
Check.
I'll check.
If you get ice bath, and I still haven't done mine, and there's two, then we'll go 3-2-1, and we'll jump in. And
I'm not going to be looking forward to that. I'm going. Oh my god.
Here's the thing about me in competition.
Oh my god.
If it's just me in the ice bath, I might be like, I might give in to my desires to shriek and yell and acknowledge how cold I am. Bro, if it's me and you, same time, you know, Kevin Hart, cold as you know what show,
yeah,
style, and in two separate ice baths, I'm going to be a stone cold killer.
Yeah, you are. I'm gonna be.
You're
a
not.
Baby. Nope. I will.
You're
not
gonna be unwell.
Well.
The contrast will be magnifique. Now that is what I'm rooting for.
Oh my!
Is there any
God.
Of these punishments that you're actually low key rooting for because you're interested in how it would go?
Rooting for? I mean, I can do the 100 push-ups, no question.
Yeah, you did like 80 in a row the other day. So yeah, that's impressive.
What else? The mask. That one's not that bad.
Yeah, I think that one would be fun. I think that one's more fun for you than for me because yeah, there's a chance that I have to wear a mask while I'm doing a serious segment.
Yeah,
and if I have to make a serious point, I probably would just be like, "Hey, we're gonna."
I thought I enjoy dressing up too, though. So
that's true. You do. You're a Halloween guy.
Yeah,
I kind of low key want to do the chicken wings.
Yeah, I think
I want to have like a mini because I know we didn't push it so hot that I'm gonna be unwell.
Uh huh.
Short term and long term. But like 5 pretty hot chicken wings, that could be fun.
That could be smooth.
So that or I'm just really hungry right now.
They got those hot chips right there too. The
one. No, we're not doing, no. The one chip challenge, that is that is a like you lost 3 seasons in a row of picks. Oh, I guess we could put that on the table for you this year.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, did you, have you by chance gone back and calculated how we did?
I didn't even listen to the segment.
Well, you got it written down from Friday.
Yeah, I can just. No, I haven't tallied it.
Okay, I'm curious to see how we did. We'll do that on Friday. Anyway, we're going to talk about the NFL trades there. We got sidetracked. Amari Cooper's going to the Browns. Devontae Adams is going to the Jets. Or sorry, Amari Cooper's going to the Bills from the Browns. Devontae Adams is going to the Jets. I hope the Buffalo one works out and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams get into a fight on the sideline because that's what Aaron Rodgers deserves.
Oh my gosh. You don't think they're going to turn back the clock?
I mean, to an extent.
Okay.
Rodgers, here's the thing. Rodgers last year in Green Bay, he wasn't good.
Yeah.
Then he tore his Achilles. Then he got entire control of the franchise. Then he's even worse.
Yeah.
He's not good. Yeah. He will have moments of brilliance because he still got it up here. But like that dude, he can't execute anymore.
Nope.
And he's not, like, defenses have changed in the NFL. And I don't know that he's fully, like, that's the amazing thing about Peyton and Brady as they went, like they just changed with the defenses. As the defenses evolved, they found new ways to win. Like Rodgers, Brady always talks about how like, oh, these quarterbacks these days, they don't have to play that well. We used to have to protect our guys from big hits. And like, we had to play an even more cerebral version of the position because of the rules. And now some of the things that we had to think about and consider, the rules take care of for these younger quarterbacks. Rodgers almost got Garrett Wilson killed last night. So, yeah, will they turn back the clock some? Yes. Has Aaron Rodgers, maybe should we have considered the fact that he doesn't want to throw to any new receivers? Is that a relevant plot point in maybe his adaptability? Perhaps.
I think had he not missed OTAs and some of training camp, maybe some of the time in that he wishes he had with the receivers.
He had to go to Egypt.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Robert Saleh. So, but then again, he shouldn't have taken a job with the Jets because this is what happens. Dude, by the way, did you hear Belichick crush Woody Johnson on the Manning cast the other night?
I saw across my timeline. I didn't get to listen to it, though.
He was just like, this is what the owner does. If we see if we can find it, we'll play it in Real Things. If not, we got some other good ones. Real Things, Real People Said in Real Microphones is next. It's Offen Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Tomorrow, competition Wednesday. We'll run through what we've done or what we picked. We'll make our new picks, and Anthony will spin the wheel, as we have just discovered in the previous segment, that he lost. Hate to see it. Got real cocky last week. Young man never learns.
Oh, you want to rub it in, Craig?
Thing is, I was losing, I was humble. When I win, I am relatively humble, maybe a little less humble, but I certainly will. I will have some fun needling. You got out of pocket.
Yeah, I might have ruffled some feathers, but you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to lie, Craig. I like when I lose, though, because it, you know, that's the kind of humility I need.
Yeah, you so, actually, it's yeah. important for your character.
That's all.
So we got competition Wednesday tomorrow. What else we got? Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels will talk. JD for the first time, obviously, since the getting the chance to watch the tape and kind of think about how he played against Baltimore. Review, I guess, how he played against Baltimore. Also, I want to talk about the defense a little bit more tomorrow because I think there's some really interesting stuff that Logan brought up on Take Command. So we'll let you hear a little bit of what he had to say and react off of those key points. So all of that tomorrow on the show. Meanwhile, today, Anthony, what was your favorite part of the show? The best of, if someone was, say, to go listen to the Hoffman Show podcast for any part of the show that they missed when we end live here in just a few moments, what would you recommend they check out?
I mean, Vibe Check has been good. I think everybody calling in, just being encouraged about, you know, where the team is. I think that is, I don't know, it's just good to spread positive vibes, and there's a positive vibe around the team in general. And not just the team, the fan base as well. So love that. But I think Mitch was really good.
I thought Mitch was great today. Yeah. I really enjoyed that conversation. Some good back and forth on some technical stuff, but also some bigger picture stuff. That was what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Hour two starts off with Tischler. Good stuff there.
I think the chat about whether or not the game against the Panthers is, you know, the more important game of the two, I think that was a good combo. So
yeah, it's something that we'll probably tackle on a little bit more as the week goes. Other than that, any other housekeeping that we need to take care of, Anthony?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, in that case, Anthony did some good producing work in the break, so we have the Bill Belichick sound. And we got it's John Allen this morning on the Junkies. So let's get to it. It's time for Real Things.
Real Things.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Alrighty, so we mentioned this on the Manning cast last night. They were talking about the Jets and everything that has gone on, the disaster that is the organization after Robert Saleh gets fired. And let's just say Bill Belichick, who has his own very unique history with the Jets. If you're not familiar, you should absolutely look it up. He had thoughts.
That's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, it barely won over 30% in the last 10 years, so... You know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
But Bill, you mentioned, I mean, in 99, you were the DC for the Jets. Parcells was the head coach. He stepped down. You replaced him for a day before resigning. We have a recreation of your resignation letter that we can show here. You wrote, quote, "I resigned as HC of the NYJ," and you wrote it on a napkin. Bill, looking back, which is stranger, that you resigned on a napkin or that you couldn't be bothered to write out the words head coach?
I was tight on space. Hey, look, Peyton, I was the head coach of the Jets twice. I was the head coach before Parcells came there, and I was the head coach after Bill resigned. Undefeated, unscored on, all right? My career as a coach of the Jets is unblemished.
Oh, except for the resignation part.
Yeah. I love Bill.
He's a funny guy. He is a very funny guy. I'm trying to look up his career record against the Jets. I'm coaching results, maybe? No, that's not what I want. Full coaching history, work for, full site menu. I'm on the full site. Hold on. Bill Belichick. Career record versus Jets. Whenever this article was written, 38-11.
Good gracious.
Yeah. He beat the crap out of them routinely.
Yeah, often.
Yeah. And that's not just punking them with his resignation. So that's nice. Meanwhile, back on the home front, on the Sports Junkies, talking about the bad news that he is going to be out for the season with his torn pec, actually called on the way to the surgery. But there is good news the way John sees it for the rest of the season for the Commanders.
Yeah, you know, it is unfortunate, but, you know, God has a plan, and his plan is never wrong. And when you're in the midst of it, it's easy to sort of the low as me and have everybody, you know, want to feel bad for you. But at the end of the day, he has a plan that I'm going to be faithful to and see it through. And trust me, the good thing about our situation is as long as we have Jaylen, we have a chance. So I highly doubt this is going to be the only year that we're going to have an opportunity to play some good football late in the season. And I'm looking forward to coming back stronger than ever.
I think that is significant. John is very good at saying the right things. I think he said a lot of right things over the course of the years to get by, but there's a conviction there that I think is very real. And for all the talk, you know, we did the segment yesterday as John Allen played his last snap in Washington. I think he is going to want to be here. And I think that is a great sign for what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters have built, whether they want him and how the money works when push comes to shove. That's going to be a different story, but I think he would love to see this thing through, and we'll see what kind of, you know, deal they can work out in the long term for that. If you want the full interview with John Allen and the Junkies, check out their pod, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.